Welcome back to Money in America with Randall Turner. Today, my special guest is Karen Gray. She's with the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Now, I understand you're an education researcher. What does that mean?
It means I have the fun job. I get to go to the school board meetings and research all the data and everything on the schools in Nevada.
Okay. Now, you recently wrote an article that was entitled Speak No Evil. Can you give me the brief synopsis of what that's about?
That's an article about the Clark County School Board trying to prohibit speech during their public meetings. The meetings were getting a bit tumultuous with a certain community in Las Vegas, and the school board sort of wanted to squelch that speech.
How can they illegally squelch the speech, or are they doing something quasi-illegal?
Well, I think they were attempting to do something quasi-illegal, and so their attorney did, after a while, put a stop to it. And instead of prohibiting certain speech, the school board just changed their policy so that they couldn't speak to the public anymore.
Well, how can
they wouldn't respond.
Wait a minute. How does that come about? What'd they do?
In their board policy, they have a policy that says school board trustees can respond to public speakers.
Okay.
And they just took that out of policy and then proceeded on a campaign. We had new trustees at the time telling those trustees that you can't respond, you can't talk. The open meeting law prohibits us from talking to certain speakers. And so when non-agenda speakers would get up there and raise issues that were going on in the community, the trustees would say, we're sorry, the open meeting law says we can't talk to you. Our policy doesn't allow us to talk to you.
Well, I thought that the whole idea of an open meeting law was that it had to be discussed, had to be in public.
Yeah, the irony here is that in 1991, it was the school board who actually went to the legislature and asked the legislature to make the law so that boards could respond to the public and engage in conversation.
So what you're telling me now,
they are later trying to undo that law.
So what it sounds like is you're telling me that the school board can almost work in a vacuum then. They don't have to respond to the public.
Exactly, and a lot of times that's what they do. Now, MPRI did file an open meeting law complaint last year, and in October we received an attorney general opinion, and they did find that practice of telling the public that the trustees couldn't respond was a violation of the law, and trustees were trained that they cannot do that anymore.
So now,
they still don't respond. They don't tell the public they can't anymore.
Well, I've been in various, because of my past jobs, I've been in city council meetings in about three states in the East Coast for various meeting matters, mainly related to construction of new facilities, big facilities where. But the thing that has amazed me on numerous of these city council meetings is the city council members will go in a back room, talk about some issue, and then come out and they'll just take the vote in public. That's all they do. All the discussion is done in the back room. And I always wonder, how can that be legal? Is that legal? I mean, it's kind of the same
in
idea.
In Nevada, it's not. Our open meeting law requires that the deliberation happens on the dais as well in public. Now, what we have going on here is elected officials will have what they call briefings before with staff and have conversations one-on-one with a staff member and then come out to the dais and continue the conversation with each other.
Oh, okay.
And they sort of get around it that way.
Well, this seems to be what we're watching from the local level all the way up to Congress, at least up to the new Congress that just came in, was the backroom deals, the closed doors, the power being retained by the powerful. So it's not just a national issue, is what you're telling me. It's happening in Las Vegas with your school board.
All the way down to the little school board level.
Yeah.
Although Clark County isn't really a little school board, it's the fifth largest in the nation.
That's not little. But we see it, I've seen it in rural Pennsylvania, rural New York, all those kind of things. Ohio. I've seen it just about everywhere, it seems like, the same idea, that we don't want to be bothered responding to our constituents because constituents are a burden. Constituents are a pain, you know, and we've got other things to talk about. You know, some of that I understand because I've been to different city council meetings, et cetera, where somebody who stands up who, you know, is a bona fide idiot, frankly, and will say strangest things, and then the poor city council has the hardest time just shutting them down and getting them to, you know, pipe down. I understand that part of it. At the same time, I don't understand how a school board like yours can isolate themselves 100% from the public.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job, which is probably why we're having such a tumultuous time with our West Las Vegas community right now, because they've been unheard for so long, and the school board hasn't responded to them for, forget the decades. I mean, there's been issues for decades, but just in recent years. There's no open line of communication there.
Well, if you were magically in charge tomorrow morning, how would you change the situation then?
I think it would encourage the trustees to start having that dialogue and recognize that public meetings are the place to have the conversations with the public. In fact, it's the only opportunity that the public has to address all the trustees. It, you know, it takes more than one vote to get things accomplished. And so I would change it so that trustees start welcoming public interaction.
Well, in a similar vein, you wrote another article about the Clark County School Board violating the open meeting law in terms of hiring the private search firm. Can you explain that one?
We had our new superintendent. Our old superintendent was going out. He just left in December. So get a little confused where we're at in superintendents. He announced his retirement. That was Dr. Rolfes. And our open meeting laws would require that the trustees would have to have all their conversations in hiring a new superintendent in a public meeting. They would have to post all the applications. Everything would be public. So in order to get around that, which trustees admitted was the purpose for doing this, in order to get around the open meeting law, they hired a search firm who went through the entire vetting process and whittled it down to three applicants and then brought that to the school board to vet in public.
Okay, so what's wrong with that, though?
What's wrong with that? It's not an open process. What we found is we had trustees that were making recommendations, passing names along, and having other contact with the search firm that the public wasn't aware of.
Oh, I see. Because otherwise, you know, if I'm in private industry, good grief, I'd hire a search firm in a moment to hire, you know, if I got to hire a PhD or an engineer or something, you know, I don't want to have to go vet 200, 300, whatever applications. You know, I can understand where they're coming from that. But if you're telling me they're still doing stuff in the back door, then I can understand.
We have emails that show that trustees were passing along names for other people. They were being a conduit. The trustees said they didn't give their own personal recommendations, with the exception of Larry Mason, who made one recommendation for a candidate. And the others were just passing names through on behalf of others. You know, but then you don't know who's actually the one hiring the superintendent.
Right.
You know, you've got businesses out there having trustees pass along the information of the person they want. And then what if that person's the one that's hired?
So how did they handle the situation then?
They continued doing what they were doing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They just continued, and in fact, there was a big controversy at the end, and one of the trustees wanted more time to vet the three finalists because one of the finalists dropped out at the end, and so we were down to two finalists. And so she wanted more time to go visit their school sites, perhaps see if we needed a third candidate in the mix, and the board just wanted to hurry and rush it through, and when it came down to the vote, she actually voted against our current superintendent. That would be Trustee Young, voted against our current superintendent because she felt the process was too rushed and too closed of a system.
Really?
Yeah, that once they opened the system, they made a decision within weeks. Right. And they didn't really vet the candidates, is what she felt. So she didn't vote against Mr. Jones, our current superintendent, because she was voting against him. She was voting against the process that was used to choose him in the end.
Okay, if I'm Joe Schmo sitting in Buffalo, New York, or Podunk, USA, what would you recommend that I do in order to keep my school board, city council, et cetera, accountable? Accountable to the laws that are already passed, you know, such as your open meeting law.
Go to your school board meetings, first of all. You know, you have to be there. You have to be in present. Participate in public comment. Let your voice be heard. And if you see violations, file the complaints. Go through the complaint process, because that's the only way that these boards and these elected officials are going to adhere to the law.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time, but this has been Karen Gray with the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is Money in America with Randall Turner. Remember, you can always go hear this interview or any of our interviews on moneyinamerica.biz, or you can look us up on Podomatic or iTunes. And Karen, we'd love to have you back someday.
I'd love to come back.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day, folks.
You too.